DeKalb Board Attorney Bob Wilson focused on the district's three brand new people in leadership positions. Interim Superintendent Michael Thurmond was hired 2 weeks ago. New board members Melvin Johnson and Jim McMahon were recently elected board chair and vice chair, respectively. Wilson said that signified the board's new direction. Mark Elgart, the CEO of Sachs's parent company, said it's possible, but
it also brings concern because it is unusual for two people who have never served on a board of education to now be in charge in a chair and vice chair role.
Thurmond argues DeKalb's board is serious about change. He points to their hiring of him as an example.
It shows to me that they recognize that this is a serious moment in the history of our school district, and we just can't continue to do the status quo.
But state board members didn't forget about an issue from January's initial hearing. A KPMG audit showed the district took out a $12 million loan to pay for textbooks that weren't received. When questioned by state officials last month, DeKalb board members couldn't answer why the issue hadn't been resolved. Thursday, Thurmond said he found the books in 2 days. But that only raised more questions from state officials like board member Brian Burdett.
You were there 8 days, and in 2 days you figured out where all the money went for these books. How come in 4 months the board couldn't?
In his answer, Thurmond didn't elaborate, but said the board lacked leadership. In the end, the state board decided change needed to happen immediately. But the fate of the 6 DeKalb board members is still unclear. DeKalb board attorneys are challenging the constitutionality of the law that allows the governor to remove the board members. That hearing will take place next week. Martha Dalton, WABE News.